Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, it is that crazy time of year where we must have bubbles.
That's right.
Bubbles, 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 bubbles. And you were kind enough to do this year's bubble survey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what do we got?
I went looking for some of my favorites and things I can heartily recommend. And I'm going to quote prices, but Hugh, this is a very flexible thing.
Yeah, this time of year, you got people doing all kinds of deals and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Let's start with something that's just pure fun. It's Old Westminster, Petillant Naturel, kind of a peasant-style bubbly wine. Unbelievably fun. Everyone who tries this just loves it.
We just had this the other night at the BMI
We did
event.
Indeed.
Yeah, it
was really wonderful. At about $40, you may find a better price on that, but it's just wonderful. A budget wine. I love talking about this wine because I believe it is the earliest sparkling wine ever made in France. And it's a Blanquette de Limoux from Saint-Hilaire. $12.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff, and it's really fun to take to a party. California makes some wonderful wines. And here's something nice from California, a little bit more pricey. It's Domaine Chandon's Etoile Brut. All three of the traditional champagne grapes go into this one. It's about $30, so a very classy wine at a pretty reasonable price. Everyone seems to have fallen in love with Prosecco, so here's a nominee. Zardetto at only $12. It's cheap, it's lively, and you can take two to a party.
Right.
One for each hand. Likewise, Cava from Spain is just, you know, everyone's really just intrigued by this. Here's a good example. Jouvet y Camps, Charelle Low Essential. Charelle Low being the name of the grape.
Mm-hmm.
It's a single variety, which is a little bit unusual.
That is unusual.
But hey, $13, I'm willing to try anything. Cremant d'Alsace, we fell in love with this, and here's a wine that we've recommended repeatedly. It's Sip Max Cremant d'Alsace. It drinks just like a Blanc de Blanc from Champagne, and about $28. Take this to a dinner party and impress your friends. Rosés are something a little bit special, and there's a wonderful one from California. One of the veterans of the bubbly scene is Schramsberg.
Great house.
Great house, and their Brut Rosé is $42. They also make something which is actually my favorite style of sparkling wine, is a Blanc de Noir made from Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier. Schramsberg's goes for about $40, a big, powerful sparkler. You know, champagne, you know, it's really,
it's expensive.
You can't get away from it. But here's a pretty good value in champagne. It's the Pommery Brut Royale at $35.
That's a good value.
Very classy producer. It's a great price in a standard Brut. And this just exemplifies what we said. You're likely to see all sorts of really attractive prices this time of year. Sweeter wines are really fun, and particularly with, certain segment like grandmothers, who just seem to adore sparkling Moscato. So here's Ca del Rey's Moscato d'Asti, $16. Take it to your granny. She'll just thank you for it. And I got to tell you, folks, it's fun, too, for us younger folks. And finally, if we want to make a big splurge, why not drink the same champagne that got Winston Churchill through World War II? That's Paul Roger Vintage. And this is a 2008, only $110.
Only $110.
I don't know if it comes with a cigar or not. It'll help you get through your wars. So those are my choices, and I'm going to put this on the website. You can print it up and go shopping and have some fun. Happy New Year, everybody. It's going to be a great one.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson.
You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.